You're listening to the Soap Free Podcast, the show that brings you the latest information on soap-free products, trends, and ideas.
Greetings, everyone. It's JP from Procyon. It's been a little while. We are into spring of 2024, and I hope that a little sunshine and warmth is bringing a smile to your face as we enter our spring cleaning frenzy. As a new tradition, I want to start off honoring our founder, Ivan. Often he would demonstrate the safety of our beautiful product by actually drinking a shot of it, which I am not going to do. But let me show you our beautiful bottle. I'm going to shake it up, no suds. And we love our natural plastic bottle because you can actually see there's no suds. Now, this is the part that, you know, you don't have to do this at home, but you can. There it is. No problemo. It's healthy for us to use in our homes. It's healthy for the professionals who use it to clean. It's healthy for our environment. So that's why we're talking to you, why I'm talking to you today about Soap-Free Procyon. And for our homeowners, spot and stain remover, if you haven't tried it, it's what I want you to try first. And we're going to get back around to that. But now I want to share something with you. I've been thinking a lot about giving. And you know, customarily, we all think about that maybe around Christmas time or during the holidays, whatever tradition you celebrate. But I want to share something with you, as I sometimes do on these podcasts. And there's a very famous person in history who referred to the fact that to whom much is given, much will be required. What does that mean? I think it means that we've all been entrusted with certain things of value, and faithfulness requires that we manage those things wisely and unselfishly. Now I want to harken back. It's been a little over 5 years since our precious Ivan Day, the founder of Soap-Free Procyon, passed away and entrusted me and my brother Bob with continuing this tradition. And we have accepted that responsibility and tried to be good stewards over the past 5 years, making sure that this wonderful product remains available for our homeowners who use it to clean their fabrics and their carpet, for professionals out there, school districts, hotels, large-scale commercial cleaners, both for the health of their customers, but also they have many loyal technicians who are out there. We don't want them spraying caustic chemicals in an environment that's going to be occupied by our precious customers, but also worked in day after day by these people. Imagine what that would do to your lungs. So this has been a mission for us, and it continues. And we take it very seriously. We feel it's one way to give back. But there are others. And I want to share with you specifically this thought. Just this week, I traveled down to California to meet with one of our longtime customers, a commercial cleaner who cleans over 2 million square feet of commercial space each year. And they use our product. But several years ago, they told me that they were converting their company to what is called a B Corporation, B standing for benefit. And I suggest that you look it up on the internet, a benefit corporation. Talk about giving. This is a commitment by a company to pay a living wage, to do what is best, both for the employees and the environment, to lead and to serve with integrity. These are beautiful things, but we can do that even if you don't have a business or you have a small business. We can still do those things. And here's a really easy way to start. Part of being a benefit corporation is making a commitment to give 1% of earnings, profit, to charities. And wherever you live, whatever you do, there's so many needs out there. There's school foundations, there are food banks, there are senior centers, there are pet shelters, there's an uncountable number of important institutions in each of our communities to give to. So I want to challenge you Whether you are a homeowner or a cleaning professional, whether you're a technician or whether you're the owner of a company, please consider what you have to give, and how you want to commit to the world. Because I truly believe that in our giving, we make the world a better place, and it also brings a lot of substance and satisfaction in our lives. Because at the end of the day, we don't get to take anything out with us, but the essence of what we leave behind will be what we have given. Okay. Now, let me flip over before we leave back to our soap-free Procyon. I want you to remember that when we take away caustic ingredients, we have to give something. And you've heard me say this before, but give it a little bit of dwelling time. Add back some time. That might be 15 seconds, it might be 5 minutes. But when we use this wonderfully gentle ingredient that has powerful cleaning characteristics, we have to give it some time. Now, the other thing I want to encourage you to do, if you're trying it for the first time or you're a longtime user, is go to our website or go to one of our distributors, buy one, you know what, buy one extra. Get one and give one. You'll make the world a healthier place. You'll improve a friend's life, and we certainly appreciate your support as we continue to do everything we can to produce and keep this product out in the world. And we really appreciate your help spreading the word. So let's go out with a giving attitude. Give one, get one. From whom to whom much is given, much is required, and we're going to continue to try to fulfill that requirement. Okay, this is JP from Procyon. I wish you a healthy and happy spring, and let's get out there and spread some sunshine. See us at www.soapfreeprocyon, spelled PROCYON.com. Thanks. Take care.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Soap Free Podcast. Make sure to visit our website, soapfreeprocyon.com, where you can learn more about amazing soap-free cleaning products. Be sure to subscribe to the show in iTunes, Google, Spotify, or iHeartRadio so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Thanks so much for that effort. Until next time.